Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into something that I think a lot of you are going to find really useful, heart-healthy cooking for two.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I've got this cookbook right here, The Heart Healthy Cookbook for Two by Jennifer Coslow. And I'm pretty excited. You know, I'm always looking for good cookbooks, and this one seems like it could be a real gem, especially for couples or smaller households who want to prioritize heart health without sacrificing flavor.
I think you're going to like it. You know, cooking for two can be a real challenge sometimes, especially when it comes to portion control.
Oh, tell me about it. You end up with a fridge full of leftovers that you never quite get around to eating, or you just end up overeating because you don't want to waste food, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And when you're trying to eat heart healthy, portion control is absolutely crucial.
Right.
It's not just about calories. It's about managing things like sodium and saturated fat, which can really sneak up on you if you're not careful.
Absolutely. And, you know, those are the things that you don't really think about until it's too late. So how does this cookbook address those challenges? What does it do differently?
Well, first and foremost, this cookbook is designed with portion control in mind, like from the ground up.
Okay.
Each of the 125 recipes is specifically portioned for two people. So you don't have to do any math or guesswork.
I love that. Like, no more trying to divide recipes in half and ending up with weird measurement.
Yeah, and what's even more interesting is that this cookbook actually goes beyond just giving you smaller recipes.
Oh, okay.
It actually explains the why of portion control for heart health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it connects the dots between what you're eating and how it impacts your heart.
That's pretty cool, right? It's not just a cookbook. It's like a mini education course on heart health. I'm noticing a theme here. I mean, this cookbook seems to be as much about education as it is about recipes, which is pretty awesome.
You're picking up on something really important there.
Yeah.
This cookbook isn't just a collection of recipes. It's a guide to understanding the principles of heart-healthy eating and putting them into practice.
Okay, I'm really liking what I'm hearing so far. So tell me more about this educational content. What kind of stuff are we talking about here?
So there's a really great introduction that explains the basics of heart-healthy eating in a really clear and easy-to-understand way. Like, it talks about things like the role of different nutrients, how to read food labels,
yeah,
and practical tips for stocking your kitchen with heart-healthy staples.
Okay.
It's very actionable. You know, you can read it and then immediately start implementing those changes in your own kitchen.
I like that. Because, yeah, you know, I mean, knowing the theory is one thing, but actually putting it into practice is where it really counts.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away with the educational aspect, can we talk about the food? I mean, at the end of the day, this is a cookbook, right? So what are some of the standout recipes that have caught your eye?
Oh, so many. Like, where do I even begin?
Okay, well, pick a couple of your favorites. Like, what would you be excited to cook first?
Okay, well, first of all, the Mediterranean-style baked fish. It's bursting with flavor. And the healthy fats from the fish and olive oil are a win for your heart.
Yeah, Mediterranean food is always a good choice.
Always. And then there's the herb-roasted chicken with vegetables. You know, it's a classic for a reason. It's really good. It's simple. But the cookbook makes it even healthier by using lean protein and a rainbow of colorful veggies.
Okay, those both sound pretty delicious and pretty classic, you know, kind of like standard healthy fare. But how does this cookbook go beyond that? How does it make heart-healthy eating a little more exciting? Because I think a lot of people have this image of, like, you know, grilled chicken and steamed broccoli, which can get boring pretty fast.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with that. And this is where the author's creativity really shines. Like, she uses these really unique spice blends and interesting cooking techniques to transform everyday ingredients into, like, super flavorful, heart-healthy meals.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, and for example, there's a recipe for whole grain breakfast bowls that are packed with flavor and fiber. They're really good.
Breakfast bowls. Okay, now you're talking. I'm a huge fan of breakfast bowls, especially if it means I can start the day with a meal that's both delicious and good for my heart. I'm sensing a pattern here. This cookbook seems to be all about making healthy eating enjoyable, not restrictive. Like, it's not about deprivation. It's about finding delicious ways to nourish your body.
You got it. It's like, it's a shift in perspective, right?
Right.
When you enjoy the food you're eating, you're way more likely to stick with a healthy eating plan long term.
Absolutely. It's about making it sustainable. Because, I mean, let's be realistic. Nobody wants to feel like they're on a diet forever.
Right.
So speaking of reality, I know our listeners are busy people. Mm-hmm. How practical are these recipes for everyday life? Are we talking quick weeknight meals, or are these like elaborate gourmet affairs that take hours to prepare?
No. You don't need to be a master chef to whip up these dishes.
Okay. That's good to know.
Most of the recipes are designed to be prepared in under an hour using simple, readily available ingredients. So it's very doable, even on a busy weeknight.
Okay, that's reassuring. Because let's be real, after a long day, the last thing I want to do is spend hours in the kitchen.
Yeah, I feel you.
But even with quick recipes, meal planning can still be a challenge, you know? Trying to figure out what to cook each night, making sure you have all the ingredients, it can be a lot. Does this cookbook offer any help in that department?
Yeah, it totally does. And this is actually where this cookbook really stands out from other cookbooks.
Oh, okay, tell me more.
So it includes these weekly meal planning guides that take all the guesswork out of deciding what to cook each night.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So it's like having a personal meal planner built right into the cookbook.
Pretty much.
Okay. I'm officially intrigued.
Yeah. And they're really well thought out. They offer suggestions for creating balanced meals. They even have these coordinated shopping lists that are organized by grocery store section. So you can just like zip through the store and get everything you need.
That sounds incredibly helpful. I'm all about anything that simplifies grocery shopping. But I have to ask, how do real people feel about this cookbook? Are the reviews as glowing as everything we've been discussing?
From what I've seen, the feedback has been really, really positive.
Oh, that's good to know.
People are raving about how it's helped them reduce their sodium intake without sacrificing flavor, manage portion sizes effortlessly, and, you know, most importantly, make heart-healthy eating a sustainable part of their lives. Like,
yeah.
They're actually sticking with it, which is huge.
That's fantastic to hear. I mean, real-world results are what it's all about. But let's be honest, no cookbook is perfect, right? Were there any areas where the reviewers felt it could be improved?
Yeah, there were a few suggestions that popped up. Some reviewers wished for more photos, you know, to kind of showcase the dishes and make them even more appealing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Photos are always helpful.
Yeah, definitely. And a few people mentioned wanting more seasonal variation. So, you know, recipes that really highlight the best produce that's available at different times of the year.
That's a good point. It's always fun to cook with what's in season. But overall, it sounds like the Heart Healthy Cookbook for Two really delivers on its promise of making heart-healthy cooking, cooking for two, a breeze. What do you think?
I'm completely with you on that. This cookbook seems to be a really valuable resource for, well, obviously couples, but really anyone who's looking to prioritize their heart health without feeling deprived. It's practical. It's delicious, and it's got all those meal planning tools that make it super user-friendly.
Yeah, I'm really excited to dive deeper into this cookbook and explore some of the key features in more detail.
I think you're going to find some really cool stuff in there. It goes way beyond just recipes.
Well, then let's get to it. All right, so we're back, and we're ready to dig a little deeper into the Heart Healthy Cookbook for Two. But before we jump back into the specifics of the cookbook, I kind of want to zoom out a little bit and talk about the bigger picture, like, what are some of the key principles behind heart-healthy eating that we should all be aware of?
You know, that's a really good point. Understanding the why behind the recipes is just as important as the how-to. And that's where the science comes in.
Yeah.
You know, when we talk about heart-healthy eating, it's not just about, like, reducing sodium or fat intake. It's about a holistic approach.
So it's about more than just cutting out the bad stuff. Like, what are some of the good things that we should be focusing on?
One of the foundational pillars is making sure you're getting plenty of fruits and vegetables and whole grains. They're packed with fiber, vitamins, antioxidants, all sorts of goodies that benefit your heart.
Okay, so it's like giving your body the building blocks it needs to thrive, right?
Exactly. And then there's the question of fats, which I think often gets really confusing.
Oh, yeah.
And this cookbook does a great job of addressing that. Like, not all fats are created equal. We want to prioritize healthy fats, like the ones you find in olive oil, avocados, nuts, fatty fish.
Okay, so those are the good guys. What makes those fats so good for our hearts?
Well, for one thing, they can actually help lower bad cholesterol levels. And they also help reduce inflammation, which is really important for preventing heart disease.
So it's not about eliminating fat altogether. It's about choosing the right kinds of fat.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. What about portion control? We touched on this a little bit earlier, but I'm curious to hear a bit more about why it's so essential for heart health.
Well, portion control is, you know, especially relevant when we're talking about cooking for two.
Mm-hmm.
It helps prevent overeating, which, you know, can lead to weight gain and put extra strain on the cardiovascular system. And it's not just about the amount of food, it's about the balance of nutrients within those portions.
Right. So it's like making sure you're getting the right mix of everything your body needs without overloading it.
Precisely. It's all about finding that sweet spot. And you know, this cookbook does a really great job of addressing portion control. Like I said, the recipes are designed for two servings, which eliminates the guesswork and helps you stay on track.
I can see how that would be a lifesaver, especially for people who struggle with portioning out larger recipes. Like, I know I'm always second guessing myself.
Yeah, it takes the thinking out of it. And what I find really interesting is that this cookbook actually goes a step further. Like, it doesn't just give you portion-controlled recipes, it actually helps you develop an intuitive sense of portion sizes, which is a skill that extends beyond just these recipes.
So it's like learning a lifelong skill that helps you make healthier choices, even when you're not following a recipe.
Exactly. And that's where the educational value of this cookbook really shines through. You know, it's not just about giving you recipes, it's about empowering you with knowledge and helping you develop a deeper understanding of, like, the principles behind heart-healthy eating.
I love that. It's like it's giving you the tools to make healthy choices for yourself.
So now let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the author. You mentioned earlier that Jennifer Koslow is a registered dietitian and a, you know, renowned nutrition expert. So what is it that makes her such a credible voice in this space?
Well, you know, her expertise definitely stems from her credentials. Like you said, she's a registered dietitian. But it also comes from her passion for making heart-healthy eating accessible and enjoyable. You know, like she understands the challenges that people face when it comes to cooking healthy meals, and she provides practical solutions that are grounded in sound science.
So it's a combination of knowledge and experience, but also a genuine desire to help people improve their health, which I think is really important.
Absolutely. And that comes through in her writing style. You know, like it's clear, it's engaging, it's relatable. She doesn't talk down to the reader. She speaks to them like a friend who wants to share her knowledge and help them succeed. I like that. It's about empowerment, not judgment. Okay, so now let's get down to the nitty-gritty. We've talked about the broad principles of heart-healthy eating, but I'm curious to hear more about like the types of recipes that we can expect to find in this cookbook. Like, give us a sneak peek into what's inside.
Oh, well, the cookbook covers a wide range of dishes from breakfast to dinner, and it even includes some heart-healthy dessert options.
Oh, now we're talking.
You'll find things like flavorful fish dishes, lean poultry recipes, creative vegetarian options. It's really diverse, and they're all designed to, you know, nourish your body and tantalize your taste buds.
You mentioned dessert, and I have to admit, that's the area where I tend to struggle the most when I'm trying to eat healthy. Like, I have a major sweet tooth. So, how does this cookbook approach that?
Well, Jennifer Koslow gets it. You know, she understands that everyone deserves a little indulgence now and then, so she's included a section dedicated to heart-healthy desserts. And these aren't your typical, like, sugar-laden treats. They're made with natural sweeteners, whole grains, fruit, and they're designed to satisfy your sweet cravings without compromising your health.
Okay, so it's not about eliminating dessert altogether. It's about finding healthier ways to enjoy it.
Right. It's all about making smart choices and finding that balance. And, you know, I know we've been talking a lot about the nutritional aspects of this cookbook, but I also want to emphasize that it's incredibly user-friendly.
Oh, okay. Tell me more about that. What makes it so user-friendly?
Well, the recipes are written in a really clear and concise style, using readily available ingredients. Each recipe includes detailed instructions, helpful tips, and even suggestions for substitutions. So it's easy for even, like, beginner cooks to feel confident in the kitchen.
That's great news. I think a lot of people are intimidated by the idea of cooking healthy meals, you know? So having a cookbook that simplifies the process is a huge bonus.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not just about the recipes themselves, it's about the overall organization and structure of the cookbook. You mentioned earlier that it includes meal planning guides, which I think are a total game changer for busy couples.
Yes, tell us more about those. Like, how do they work?
So the meal planning guides provide a structured approach to weekly meal prep. They, you know, take the guesswork out of what to cook each night. They offer suggestions for creating balanced meals. And they even include coordinated shopping lists organized by grocery store section. So you can, like, breeze through the store, get everything you need super efficiently.
It's like having a personal assistant for meal planning. I love it. But I have to ask, does this cookbook address the, you know, the inevitable issue of leftovers? Because even with perfectly portioned recipes, you know, sometimes you just end up with extras.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Leftovers are a reality for most of us. And this cookbook actually tackles that head on. It includes practical tips for storing and repurposing leftovers. Like, it encourages you to get creative with your leftovers, and it even offers suggestions for transforming them into delicious new meals.
So it's not just about preventing waste, it's about maximizing flavor and enjoyment, which is awesome.
Yeah. It's about embracing resourcefulness in the kitchen and making the most of what you have.
I love that approach. It's sustainable, it's practical, and it's delicious all at the same time. Okay, so I know we've been singing the praises of this cookbook for a while now, but it's important to acknowledge that, you know, no cookbook is perfect. So are there any areas where you feel like it could be improved?
Well, you know, some reviewers have mentioned that they would love to see more photos to kind of showcase the finished dishes, which I can understand. Like, visual inspiration is always helpful. And a few others have suggested incorporating more seasonal variations so that, you know, people can really take advantage of fresh produce that's in season.
Mm, yeah, those are both great points. It's always good to have a balanced perspective. But overall, it sounds like the Heart Healthy Cookbook for Two is a real winner. What are your, like, final thoughts on this cookbook?
I think this cookbook is an incredibly valuable tool for anyone who wants to make heart-healthy cooking for two a joyful and sustainable part of their life. It really combines expert advice, delicious recipes, and practical tools to empower you to take control of your health and well-being, one delicious meal at a time.
I couldn't agree more. Now, before we move on to our final thoughts, I want to pose a little challenge to our listeners. If you could add one dream feature to this cookbook, what would it be? Think about it. We'll be right back.
And we're back. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty inspired after exploring the Heart Healthy Cookbook for Two.
Me too. It's really cool to see how this cookbook takes something that can feel kind of daunting, like heart healthy cooking, and makes it so approachable, especially for, you know, just cooking for two. Yeah. And, you know, one thing that really stood out to me throughout our conversation is just how much emphasis this cookbook places on building sustainable habits, not just like following recipes.
Right, exactly. It's not about like quick fixes or fad diets. It's about giving you the tools and knowledge you need to make healthy choices that stick, you know, and a big part of that is understanding the reasons behind those choices.
Yeah.
We talked about the science of heart healthy eating earlier, but what really clicked for you? Like, what resonated the most?
I think for me, the biggest takeaway was just that heart-healthy eating doesn't have to be about deprivation. You know, it's about finding ways to enjoy delicious food that also happens to be good for you. And this cookbook does such a great job of showcasing that.
Yeah, totally. It's like shifting your mindset from, you know, what can I eat mm-hmm. to what are some amazing things I can eat that'll make me feel good?
Exactly. And that makes such a difference, especially when you're talking about long-term changes.
Absolutely, because nobody wants to feel like they're missing out all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right. You want to enjoy your food. And this cookbook proves that you can have flavorful, satisfying meals that are also heart healthy.
And it all goes back to the author's expertise and passion.
Right.
Right. Jennifer Koslow, she gets it. She understands that healthy eating should be a celebration of food and not a chore.
Totally. It's all about finding that sweet spot between taste and nutrition. Now, I know we touched on some areas where reviewers thought the cookbook could be improved, you know, things like adding more photos, maybe including some more seasonal variations, or even having some quicker meal prep options for super busy nights. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think those are all valid points. I mean, who doesn't love more food photos?
Exactly. And cooking with what's in season is always a good idea.
For sure. So, yeah, those additions could definitely make the cookbook even better. But even without them, I think it's still an incredible resource.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's clear that a lot of thought and care went into creating this cookbook. And for couples or anyone who's looking to prioritize heart-healthy eating, it's definitely a great place to start.
Agreed. It's comprehensive, it's practical, and most importantly, it's delicious.
Yeah, and I think it's important to remember that it's not about being perfect, you know? It's about making small, sustainable changes over time.
Well said. Every little step you take, whether it's adding more veggies to your plate, choosing lean protein, or just being mindful of portions, it all adds up.
Now, before we wrap things up, I want to circle back to that question we posed earlier, you know, the one about adding your dream feature to this cookbook. So if you could wave your magic wand and add one thing, what would it be?
I'm sticking with my original idea. I'd love to see a section dedicated to exploring global cuisines through a heart-healthy lens, you know, like recipes from all around the world, adapted to be both delicious and good for your heart.
That's such a cool idea. It would really showcase how diverse and exciting heart-healthy eating can be. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive into the Heart Healthy Cookbook for Two. We hope you've enjoyed this exploration as much as we have, and hopefully you've gleaned some inspiration to make heart-healthy cooking a part of your own life. Now, we want to hear from you. If you could add one feature to a heart-healthy cookbook, what would it be? Let us know.